Here.
Nick.
Present.
Marion.
Here.
Jeremy.
Present.
Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, with justice for all.
Recognition of visitors. Economic Development Coordinator, Mr. Softley. Recognition of the Open Meetings Act poster on the wall. Adoption of the agenda.
I move to adopt the agenda.
I'll second.
Andrew moves to adopt the agenda. Dexter seconds. Nick.
Yes.
Toby.
Yes.
Dexter.
Yes.
Jeremy.
Yes.
Andrew. Yes. Marion.
Yes.
Mr. Softley.
Lord, I just thank you for this beautiful day. I thank you for all those around this table. Lord, give them wisdom and courage as they move through all that needs to be done to run this school. Strengthen and encourage them throughout the week and this next month and all that they do. Just let your light shine in this community, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Really good news. State has formally approved the hog operation coming in. We actually have written a copy of the permit, so that is officially done. Next Monday afternoon, starting at 3, there will be a Planning and Zoning Commission meeting to review the intent to construct permit. It's basically the same information as what was in the NDQ application, but what that allows them to do as soon as the county formally approves it, and they can go full bore with construction. At the same time, they have already filled out their conditional use permit, which is what allows them to put hogs in the barn as soon as it's constructed. So those two hearings will be Monday afternoon and evening. At least one of their VPs will be here, the head of their environmental group, for that hearing. I'm not sure who else they're bringing yet, but I know that he will be here. And then as soon as those hearings are done, then the commissioners will vote. Assuming it's a yes vote, I imagine they will move here Tuesday morning. So they're chomping at the bit to go hard. So that's exciting. And then, you know, they have 30 job postings today for temporary labor during the construction phase, which they currently list that through 60 days. And those are local temps. They intend to have 100 people on site. Start trying in full probably this week. I've already talked to a couple folks to raise $20,000 local to match that, which would give us a pool of about $100,000 hopefully that we can lend locally. And basically, the local organization would have the ability to loan those interest free if we want, or we may charge just above the prime just to cover application fees and things. But they'll be loans. As long as they get paid back, you just turn right around and loan it again, and you keep doing that until they're gone. Or if it always gets paid back, you just keep doing it forever. And also working on potential for another revolving loan fund. I haven't shared this with you yet, Mr. Loomis. USDA has another program which would allow allow us to Southwest Public Power or Great Plains, and we could get up to $1 million per individual project for 10 years interest-free. And the requirement in that one is they can only loan up to 80% of the total. So you got to put 20% in either yourself or through another lender. But that one is the same deal. So this does have potential impact for the school. There have been a couple communities with that program. Cambridge, for example, hospital knew they were going to buy an MRI machine. So what they did is they went and filed, I think it's Consolidated Telephone now, using the Cambridge telephone, but they got the loan from USDA, bought the MRI machine. The day after the loan closed, they paid it back, which then meant that they had 10 years interest-free to use that money as many times as they wanted locally. So then they could turn around, and there are no strings attached at that point. They can, you could loan it to been a couple school districts where they have done that with buses, where the school and was able to maybe pay a significant portion of it basically at the close of the transaction. They would still take the loan through like Southwest or Great Plains, let's say it's $100,000, and let's say the school could put $50,000 down almost right away. Then right away we could roll that $50,000 back over and use it for 10 years. So just something to think about as we move forward. You know, if there are large purchases that we can put a significant portion of equity into, then it will allow us to reuse that. Or, and if we can't, it's fine too. I mean, if you just needed to do it in order to make the deal work, that's fine. The advantage of if you knew you could pay it back right away, it just creates a local pool of funds that we can then leverage several times. Those are the two best ones that I found where we have limited local matching funds to get us going quickly. So trying hard to get those moving as quick as we can. But I think there's a couple of projects that I think the larger program I think we need to talk about. I mean, you know, 0% even for 10 years is a pretty good deal. So if we can take a swing on a couple of big things, that'd be a good deal. Another one, I'm aware of another family that Google Farms is going to hire a family. They're going to live out west and bring three kids in. They're optioning the whole land. So that's, they haven't officially accepted, but it looks like it's going to happen. So probably three more students. So that's good.
Have you heard anything on the newspaper?
So we're sitting, Michelle Lapp has expressed interest that she would like to do it personally. And she's working on financing. We do have a pool, we have enough pool that we can move. I've just been kind of waiting, to be honest, because if we can move directly to a single party owning it, it's probably better than pooling the funds together to run it. I hope to get that moving pretty quick. But so far, Amy's been just knowing that there's something in the works, she's been more comfortable.
Meeting, what, a week or two?
Last week.
Yeah, and I heard that we couldn't get the gas. What happened?
I may be the most hated person in Hayes County, but that's okay. nowhere to go with that. The co-op is not necessarily interested in doing that, even with several different options being. So what I have shared with them is not intended to be a threat. If you're not interested, I'm going to talk to Malik a little. I've got their number. I've been waiting to talk to them until the co-op gave me a response. If it doesn't work for Malik, I've already opened some channels with Highline and try to
What's
bring them
the reason?
In.
I really don't get it. It seems to me it's a money maker.
I did hear, though, that there was a comment made the next day that someone up there said it looks like we're going to be getting a credit card machine, so keep your fingers crossed because it may be.
It needs to happen. I mean, this is a longer discussion maybe than what we should get into tonight. So what I would advise everybody on this board and anybody that you talk to, the co-op says there's only ever been two people that have come in and told them. completely disagree with that statement. Because I know the two people are talking about are me and Tim McKillop. So Tim, I'm dragging Tim down the gutter with me. But I would recommend you go give them candid feedback. And what I have challenged them on is, look guys, the trajectory the co-op is on is not positive. If you look at the annual shareholder meeting, there were three people there that make farm and ranch operating decisions. That's all that showed up. I mean, I wasn't here at the time, but when you guys were younger, I heard
it was
used to be like 70, 80, 100 people. I mean, the building was packed, right? Everybody cared enough to show up. And at this point, this is my personal opinion, not even as an economic development coordinator, the top two board members and Kenny have really basically turned off the local populace from doing business there. And, you know, I had a local citizen ask me the other day, why do you think that the only ag-related business in an entirely ag-related county is struggling? It all comes down to customer service. I mean, it's that simple. I mean, they're not going to be able to compete on price. They're not going to turn enough volume to do that. So you have to win in customer service, or you're just not going to do it. I mean, you guys all make operating decisions, and our generation is not doing a ton of business at the co-op. That's the reality. So unless something substantial changes. Now, the good part is Highline has expressed interest. They would love to come down here and operate, but they're not going to come compete with the co-op. They'd either like to buy it or have that close out, and then they do their own thing. And so those are just discussions. Understand, I'm not trying to, I would love to not see any business close. However, all businesses have a life cycle. And unless you choose to be progressive and seek customer feedback and work to fulfill that need, the business will not. I mean,
I just
the
I can't. I just for the life of me, I don't know why they would. I mean, I don't know, is it more work for them or
they claim it's cost.
That's what
upfront initial.
But it's one that these revolving loan funds at 0%. I mean, there are options right now that we can't.
There's also some board members that really don't like ASAC. I feel that way.
Yep.
They just don't like ASAC.
And I think, Jeremy, in my opinion, the decision has to be made basically by our generation. Are we going to go in and basically try to take those board positions and drive the co-op forward, or do you let it die and something else? But our group has to vote.
Has that board even formed?
They just at their annual meeting, they vote,
and
it's
those
a 3-year term.
Just got back on you.
Yeah.
Because nobody was at the meeting.
However, Chris did mention last week he would resign if that's what the local populace wants. We just need to, in my opinion. So what we're going to work on is I'm going to draft up some customer surveys, trying to seek feedback on, are you doing business locally? So really, that's three main entities today. It's the store, the co-op, and the bar, right? Are you doing business locally? If you are, what business are you doing? You know, why are you doing it? If you're not, why not? What can be done to potentially change that? And try to give as much feedback as we can. Fortunately, I'm stubborn, so tried once and failed miserably, we'll try again. Well, I'm either stubborn or slow. You guys can determine that out.
I've heard both.
And they might both be true.
You did a very good job with the meeting.
Like talking to a rock.
You did a good job at the meeting the other day.
There was a time not long ago it would not have gone that well, I will tell you that. So.
It went better than I was expecting.
Any questions, anything I can answer? Oh, one other thing. We got the exciting part is we have tons of stuff going on, and I think we're starting to reach some. But we're starting to get some excitement around being progressive, and I think that's positive. Did some questioning, and you guys will probably potentially get some question back. Jeremy had some discussion with Jim today, county attorney, around because we have $93,000 in economic development budget, of which the school pays 35% or whatever it is, 33%. And trying to figure out how can we actually use those. Because the reality is, you know, I'm part-time, making $20 an hour. I mean, on the high end, I will make $20,000 that will be later. So, you know, if we use $10,000 to do some advertising and run some things, so there's $63,000 sitting out there. I've been trying to get Gene pinned down on what are ways we can use that money. And one of the things that, there are two things potentially off of that, is you can use that pool of funds to do local infrastructure projects. So, like the sidewalks along all the co-ops buildings are all tore up, right? And potentially we may need to have a public hearing to say this is what the economic development's intending to do because they are tax dollars and see who shows up and if people are upset or not about it. But in my opinion, the school board has empowered Jeremy to represent this board and bring information back. And if there's something we're doing that you guys don't like, you need to run that through Jeremy or call me direct. You don't have to have an intermediary at that point. So like the sidewalks, the village water tower needs a bunch of work. They need about $80,000 worth of work, attendance down. You know, could we put $30,000 or $40,000 into that? Because that water tower, the school obviously relies on it. There's a lot there. And then the other one that I challenge him on, there's been a lot of pushback on him, can't use it as a grant. So I can't help Nick put a building up or something and just help Nick. But what about, you know, we're looking for $20,000 in match, can that organization put $10,000 forward that goes into a revolving loan fund? Where yes, maybe Nick draws out of it for a little while to build a building, but he has to pay it back, and then Jeremy can do something, and then, you know, whoever else. Where it doesn't specifically only benefit one person. It's not a gift, it's nothing. It's a revolving loan pool that allows the community to improve from an economic development standpoint. So might be something for you guys to talk a little bit about, and just I'd love to hear if you would support that or not. Because the biggest hurdle we run into in all of these grant programs, I had to stop pursuing one last week, is local match. We don't have a deep pool of local retailers. So you can't go to local businesses and say, put up $15,000 or put up $20,000, and the next guy does 10 or 5 or even 1,000. And with the farm economy where it is, you know, it's not a great time to be banging on doors. Now, I do think that people will rise to the challenge if they realize there's almost a 3-to-1 match. I mean, you know, if we could put in 20 and they'll put in 60 or 80, those dollars go a long way. And I think we can get there, but we can get there a lot quicker. And then if we got another $20,000, well, now we got $120,000 that we can play with, right? Versus 100. So just give me your thoughts or feedback.
That money doesn't carry over to the next year either, does it?
It doesn't. So in that $93,000, if it's not, so the school only gets billed on whatever spent. You guys get a bill on however much of my salary is turned in every month or however much is spent. You guys pay a third of that invoice. It doesn't go into a pool that we can build over time. And if it's not spent, it's just in the general fund for the school, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. So.
But we still request the tax dollars for it. So.
Yeah.
And so the end of the interlocal is coming.
In November.
What's the talk on just renewing it as is or changing it or?
So I think it's written it automatically renews unless one of the three entities gives 60-day notice that they don't want to stay in it. So I think that is a question for you guys to discuss on your own, and then if you have feedback on you don't like how it's working, you don't want to participate, that's fine. It would be better, so this revolving loan grant that we're working on, revolving loan fund, it is due May 26th, and in there I have to be able to say that there's a local organization that will be able to manage it and has funds to do that. If they get a sense that that organization dies in November, then we will not get funded.
I just didn't know if there was going to be any.
It's a good question, Andrea.
I mean, just with the current amounts that are set, if there's even going to be tweaking to, well, let's make it more realistic to what's actually feasibly working now. I don't.
And I think we should have that conversation. I think the first question is, does the school board want to continue to participate? And then at that point, I think the three organizations should say, if our hands are extremely tied on how that money can be used, then let's pull it back to 45 or 50,000 and give the three entities $45,000 to play with in other areas, right? Or, and maybe there's a way, that may be a question to ask the school's attorneys on, if that money came back, could the school do something with it? If the school had 10 grand back out of that allocation, can the school somehow match, you know, directly versus it being in that interlocal agreement? Or do something, I mean, that's, I'm not telling you what to do with the money, but I'd love to see that happen with the money instead of be tied up. But it would be nice if we had a clear indication that the three entities at least wanted to continue, or if it's a case where it really comes down to, you know, if the school wanted out and the village wanted out, then the county just needs to say, hey, are we willing to carry 20 or 30 grand a year in expenses? And hopefully between the three we can at least cover that part. You guys are welcome to give me a big pay raise too if you want. Whatever you want to do. Just an idea. Just throwing that out. You can take that into close session.
Good?
Yeah, I think so. If you any questions, feedback, thoughts?
Services report.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Thanks.
Thanks. There. Committee reports. We just want to talk about ours later on in that in the line
yeah.
item or okay.
Yeah.
Administrative report.
You've got mine there, aren't you?
Go ahead.
You've got mine there. If there's any questions or comments, you should. It's on there.
Yeah.
Any questions on the E-rate funds? Like I said, I pushed the technology, and the 2020 team has been working to build more access points and improve the technology, the wireless bandwidth and accessibility. So that's what it's going for. I didn't have any questions or not, but I want to make sure you understood that. Because
agenda.
Okay, real quick, I have a question. Okay, so in the general fund claims, there's a claim for Toby and for Jeremy for running the clock during basketball games. So it's not, like last month we took Jeremy's out because it was construction for the school. So how do we do that when it's not board related? Like, can they still vote on it or not? Or
If they feel that it's a conflict for them, they recuse themselves. Nobody else tells me that you can't vote on that. But it's what they're comfortable doing. But yeah, they're doing a service to the school and get paid for it, so it's kind of dealing with the other. I don't think it's ever been a problem. One of the board members in the last district moved snow in the winter, and as long as the auditor knows what you're doing, there's no problem.
I'd be happy to retire from the clock.
No, you really would.
Them overtime games shorten my life.
I would move to approve the consent agenda as presented.
I'll second. Dexter moves to approve the consent agenda as presented. Andrea seconds. Toby.
Yes.
Dexter.
Yes.
Jeremy.
Yes.
Andrea, yes. Marion.
Yes.
Nick.
Yes.
Okay. Approve the senior educational trip itinerary. Looks like a good time.
Fast trip. I looked at that agenda and she's not moving.
Yeah.
We did the basically the same trip our senior year. And
okay.
How was it?
It was good.
Yeah.
She's excited about it.
Mm-hmm. I'll move to approve the senior trip itinerary.
I'll second it.
Andrea moves to approve the senior trip itinerary. Nick seconds. Dexter?
Yes.
Jeremy?
Yes.
Andrea? Yes. Marianne?
Yes.
Nick?
Yes.
Toby?
Yes. Okay, approve the bid for the new bus. This is what Greg talked about last time, and basically, we should be good for the grant if we are.
Yes, yeah. What we'll do is once, I think it's going to spill over into the late summer a little bit, but once the new bus comes in, then the old bus, you have to verify through video or pictures that the engine block had a hole punched in it, the frame had a hole punched in it. So, and you're done.
I'll move to approve the purchase of a new 34 passenger bus in compliance with the Nebraska Clean Diesel School Bus Rebate Program. Andrea moves and Jeremy seconds to approve the purchase of a new 34 passenger bus in compliance with the Nebraska Clean Diesel School Bus Rebate Program. Jeremy?
Yes.
Andrea, yes. Marianne?
Yes.
Nick?
Yes.
Toby?
Yes.
Dexter?
Yes.
Approve new lights for the old gym. I don't know if any of you have spent time between the gym at the grade school compared to the old gym. And they do use it a lot for practicing, but man, it's like night and day difference between how nice it looks down there and how bright it is in this grade school gym, which I believe is the style of lights that
I believe
up here, same style. So, but
I would move to approve the purchase of new lights for the old gym.
I'd second that.
Nick moves to approve the purchase of new lights for the old gym in the amount of
$1,356.26. Andrea, yes. Marianne?
Yes.
Nick?
Yes.
Toby?
Yes.
Dexter?
Yes.
Jeremy?
Yes.
Approve second reading of board policy section 3000. I'd move to approve second reading of board policy section 3000.
Second. Toby moves to approve the second reading of board policy section 3000. Jeremy seconds. Mary?
Yes.
Nick?
Yes.
Toby?
Yes.
Dexter?
Yes.
Jeremy?
Yes.
Approve first reading of board policy 4000. I did have a couple things. Just some dates that might need updated. I don't know if you, one of them includes some of the class sizes that need updated. Anyway, 4030.9, that's still listed as 2006-2007 plan. Now maybe that can stay the same way because that's when they put the plan in. I don't know if we need to just update it to current year or what, but hasn't been done for a while, so they might like it to be that way. The other one was 4010.10. And that, in Appendix 1, there's an option enrollment policy, but then it just has our numbers listed as 2013, so you just might want to update the current numbers.
Okay.
those, I mean, with that one being a resolution that was specifically passed on that date.
That's the second one you're talking about?
Yeah, the 42.10.
I think that should be each year, though.
I mean, because that was, I don't, how does that get updated if it was a specific thing on that specific date?
Yeah, I don't know. I think we should at least have the current enrollment numbers in there, but I don't know.
Jeannie would have to send that to Craig if he updates it.
Right, but my question is since, so back in 2009, when this resolution was passed to do this option enrollment policy, is that something that, like, we don't even need anymore because now it's implemented every year? I mean, it's just knit there now, or not? I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know.
It kind of struck me as something that maybe just slid under the radar on that one. Now, the other one does seem kind of like what you're saying, like it was a policy of a certain year, and it's worth looking into, I guess, just minor stuff.
I'll move to approve the first reading of board policy 4000.
Second.
Yes.
Dexter? Yes.
Jeremy?
Yes.
Andrea, yes. Marion?
Yes.
Approve the classified staff salary raises for 17-18. We did meet with them today for the meeting. We're still waiting. We'd like to wait till next month. That's kind of what we decided in the for the committee deal. Just we didn't have the numbers from the surrounding schools current on what surrounding schools classified staffs where they were at, so we couldn't, we had no way to compare where we were compared to everybody else, so.
So I'll make a motion to table until the meeting.
Second.
Mary moves to table until the next meeting. Toby seconds. Toby?
Yes.
Dexter?
Yes.
Jeremy?
Yes.
Andrea? Yes. Marion?
Yes.
Nick?
Yes.
Approved junior high sports co-op for 17-18. Welcome any comments or opinions on anybody on this one. I think it's got a lot of positives to go with it. Certainly there's some negatives too, you know, with the traveling and stuff, but overall I kind of like the idea.
And we're just, I mean, the motion is just to do it, right? The schedule obviously is flexible and we can change it, right? Yeah.
Okay. This schedule's a little different than what we discussed.
I'm sorry?
This schedule's different than what we discussed originally.
Yeah, I sat down with Brown finally on Thursday when I was in Lincoln for that one. We sat in Suburban for a while because we couldn't find a place to meet. But we tried to figure out a way that it would work. Gym time we were worried about in winter. So that's where we came to proposal C is how we got to that one. And now we're trying to figure out coaches. That's another thing because you're going to have guys who will be coaching in ladies coaching varsity. How are we going to get into the junior high practice if we're in different spots? So we're logistics. I think we can get it worked out, and we think it's best for the co-op. And frankly, we talked about a little bit about the sport being competitive and all that. He's bringing it to his board tonight too, and so, and he's pretty sure his is going to pass. He's just, and that's why we want to bring. But yeah, there are things we're going to iron out. In the whole scheme of things, it's actually will be better for us. It'll even be less travel if we. We're gonna have our junior high be traveling less than our high school kids if we go with this co-op. You know, because last year in the fall, our boys went over every day, four times a week, Monday through Thursday, traveled over to Maywood for practice. And now we're looking at going 3 days a week or maybe two with the boys and girls. And then in the winter, we rotate. They'll only be gone one day a week. And, you know, and then we'll, you know, go from there. But coaches is something we're working on too right now.
So in the fall, it's more days a week?
No, it'll be actually less. It'll be
less
almost
than what we're doing, but it's more than once, you're saying, though.
In the fall, yes. Yeah, because a part of the problem is going to be their assistant football coach, Spangler, will also be their football coach for junior high. And we got to figure out a way. He can't, if he's over here, he can't be over there for varsity practice. So, you know, and then we've also got the volleyball situation with who we'll have coach. I mean, we got to sort of get there, you know, so that.
Sort of are the high school coaches all figured out now?
From our end, they are. From our end. I think he's still plugging in names over there. But our head coaches are done. They're one is for their basketball coach for boys. It looks like it's going to be Cameron Sonnefeld. I think that's going through their board tonight. But it'll be Corey, Brody volleyball, football's Wagner, girls basketball is Stengel, Sonnefeld will be the boys, and then the boys basketball, he was an assistant last year. And then the same with the track guys are the same, Spangler guys.
Anything else? I'd move to approve the junior high sports call. Maywood for 2017-2018
right.
School year.
Second. Sorry.
Toby moves to approve the junior high sports call with Maywood for 2017-2018 school year. Jeremy seconds. Dexter.
Yes.
Jeremy.
Yes.
Andrea. Yes. Marion.
Yes.
Nick.
Yes.
Toby.
Yes. Okay, discussion items, Teachbridge.
I won't be here, but I you have my information from before, so whatever the board desires, really.
We've got some information on taking it apart, but we don't.
Yeah, more than give me that.
We still don't have possession as of right now.
In our possession?
Right. It's not in our possession.
I thought it was.
You never brought the key in.
Oh.
What do we got on it? Do we even have any information on taking it down?
We do.
There's a quote there, so let's see. It's
I wrote this. I have that somewhere.
Yeah, I think it was in one of your emails. Like $3,600.
It was
plus tonnage.
Yes.
$3,600 to tear it down and to get the
Get it out of there.
Then the tonnage was extra.
That included tearing it down.
Yep. Tearing it.
By who?
Oh, Maury had to give me a name and I can tell you who it is.
Oh,
Bill.
Who's it, Bill?
Rogers?
That didn't sound right. It's on here. I think he put it on your.
Oh, is it on there? Oh,
there's a roll off quote
that's connected.
Yeah, roll off quote. I think, isn't that in there?
Yeah,
that's
for
on there.
Chauvin's invitation.
Yeah, that's the one he gave me. Oh, here it is. I got it on the thing. I figured about $3,200 to $3,500 to get it off, completely off, and he has not got me anything yet on if we're going to put something else on. I mean, you know, when we get this thing, finally get the thing, we're not going to be able to do anything this fall anyway. So whether we get it tomorrow or another couple weeks, once we get it, it's going to be torn down anyway. And I think I would recommend, after our experience this time, we tried to do a good thing and didn't turn out so well, that we just keep these things just for teachers. You know, it may be tough keeping an open house when we're going to have people wanting place. And that's going to be difficult. Boy, once you get them in there, if we need something for a teacher, it's going to be tough. So maybe it's a good thing that we don't actually have something for right now, because we don't need it for teachers for this coming year. Maybe we have something ready to go. I guess what I'm saying is, I don't think time is of the essence now. We can take our time and go through this carefully and figure out what we want to put on the spot. But I do think we want to, well, I would lean towards putting something on it for the future instead of just, you know, I mean, for a while, I think we discussed maybe selling the properties. I think we do, after talking about it last month, we want to have something there for the future for teachers.
I guess, I don't think it's a bad idea, but like for me, I mean, having the school and real estate business, it like happened a long time before I was a little kid and there was people living in those houses that worked in the school, but I mean, I don't know how great of an idea it is. If we can, it seems like it would be better to just lock down a nice rental on a longer term contract. I mean, who would, if you have rentals, who wouldn't want to rent to the school on a long term deal, I guess. But
yeah, right.
I mean, you'd have to sublet, and then there'd be some things you'd have to figure out there. But I mean, if we needed certain space available for teachers, but I mean, I don't know that it's a great investment to put $60,000 into putting a new place up there. I don't know.
Well, you might as well go buy a house in town for that.
Right. That's, you might as well sell it like it is.
That's what I just think, too.
Put it up for bid and sell it.
$3,500 into it. Something.
Take your money.
Let somebody else do
it. Yeah. Take your money. You get out of it whatever it is.
You're not going to get much, but
right.
You ain't going to have that $3,500 wasted either.
Let somebody
so
else.
So that's in your pocket.
Deals.
And you're already going to put $60,000 to $70,000 into another house.
Well, if... If you went that route,
I mean, there's already one built somewhere in this town for sale, close to that price.
Right.
Totally.
So just change ownership of property, is that?
Pretty much. If we had to go,
Toby
that,
saying, just not. Have,
and
I'm
maybe
saying,
not even replace
it,
it
and
right.
Don't buy another house is what
yeah.
I'm saying. Just
okay.
Lock down somebody.
But if we had to go that route and we had to buy another house, it'd be better to buy a house instead of a
right.
Wide.
Then try to.
Bring
figure out how to get it in. Now, I don't want to leave, you know, I don't want to leave the community with another eyesore, but I'm not sure.
Well, it's
going
to be impossible to with the new village just went into effect.
Huh?
With this.
That base.
Yeah,
I understand.
Nuisance abatement.
I mean, you could clean it up, is what I'm saying, and then spend that money and not have the eyesore, but I'm not
but
sure
if somebody
that that's
buys
a
it,
proper use of tax dollars.
They're going to have to clean it up no matter what.
How many other places are around that nobody's
it's
cleaning
coming.
Up? I mean,
it's coming. It's coming.
Anyway, we can keep. It's nothing to move on that deal for this time, but. Anything else?
So on that one then, when these people move out, should I tell Maury not to do anything with this then?
I think it's fine to have a quote.
Okay, but
even
well,
if
don't
it's just
go through with it.
No, right. Don't do anything until we decide what to do. But
okay.
I don't think it's a bad idea to have a quote so we know what our options are.
You know,
we can mull it over.
We'll try to get it on. No, don't move forward with anything right now. Well, I mean, I'd just like to see us take possession, have that rental deal completely done, and then move forward and decide what we're going to do.
Well, I know. Maybe not me personally, but there might be a contractor come in that can fix that house.
You've seen
it? I haven't seen it.
Oh, I thought you were in there.
No, I've never been in there since I've heard stories. But
is it bad just because it's dirty or just bad?
It's bad. It's everything.
You couldn't gut
it's
it.
Just getting so old, I think, that
it's and it's torn up.
And if it wasn't a double wide to start with, like
yeah,
if it
maybe.
Was real stick-built house, that would not be impossible or not be a bad idea. But, I mean, really, you're starting with a poor
floor structure.
Poor, yeah, it's a poor piece of property to sink that kind of money into, but.
Okay, donations to the district. Hayes County Co-op made a $100 donation to the FFA. And they also, the FFA received a $2,500 grant from Monsanto, nominated by Dolores Austin. There's some families that have turned in paperwork, right? That has turned in paperwork for option enrollment, Gary and Robin Hager, and Bob and Kylene Littrell.
Are these Littrells, or are they the ones that Craig was talking about?
I don't think so.
Oh, really?
Oh, I don't, maybe. See, I was going to ask him who it was, but didn't. This is, they are going to work for
Tim.
Tim. So maybe it is the same family.
Littrell? Mm-hmm. Littrells, I don't
they're
know.
Opting in. Well, yeah, they're opting in from the Juanita.
How many kids?
Three.
Is that right?
I think three.
Good.
Okay,
26 opting out.
That's don't let that confuse you, Jeremy.
I've already never
been.
We've never.
We started
seen.
A list, so
yeah. Oh.
We all have.
that's not a fresh number.
That's a scary number,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, it is. Not a good number.
High school.
Yeah, not a good number. I don't have any correspondence, so next meeting will be May 8th at 8 o'clock. Meeting adjourned.